This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Today on Mad Wednesday, you're joined by me, the fabulous Dean, and the gorgeous Lisa Mann. But we are not alone in the studios, are we?
We are not. We've got a very lovely guest here to talk to us about some very important stuff. So I'm
excited. We are joined on the airwaves by Jason from the Equality Project. Hello, hello.
Hello, it's good to be here.
Now, this year, the Equality Project started something, well, last year they started it, but this year it actually happened, something absolutely amazing, and it was the inaugural Better Together conference that happened in January at the start of the year. And it was a huge, wonderful conference that I think really changed the way we have conversations within our communities.
Which is really important.
Which is so very important. So how did that come about, Jason?
Well, actually came about over about a two-year period of having conversations with people all over the country in our spaces around what was important to us, particularly with marriage equality hadn't passed at that point, but that was going to pass at some point. I really think that it took us 15 years or so to get marriage through, and it scares me that it might take 5, 10, 15 years to get some of the changes for the other parts of our spaces through. And it was like, how do we get those things happening faster? Well, we need to work more collaboratively and we are better together. And that's where the phrase came from. And we literally, I think it was almost 700 people came to Melbourne Town Hall over those 2 days.
That's incredible.
It was absolutely amazing. It was just before midsummer, and it was so wonderful to have so many people from around Australia who are so many different parts of our community. Some in corporate levels, some in community levels, some as just dealing in advocacy. And it was so great to come together and have lots of different conversations and really learn and talk. It was absolutely wonderful. And it was absolutely amazing. I did not think you guys would be doing a second one just 12 months later.
No, it wasn't the plan. but some people from Sydney came down to that and they're like, can you bring it to Sydney? And we're sure, absolutely. So on January 11 and 12, the second Better Together is happening at UTS in near Central Station in Sydney, and we're expecting somewhere between 350 and 500 people to be there from all around the country. We also have international guests like we had in Melbourne, but we've got a beautiful trans man called Frank from RFSL in Sweden coming. We have Emil Reddy, who is a person of colour, non-binary, a parent, has an intersex variation, and is also trans and gender diverse, from Vancouver in Canada, is coming, who's an advocate over there. We have Alison from the Human Rights Campaign, who's their children's and family person, wonderful queer woman. And we also have an imam from South Africa coming, as well as people from all over the country. It's going to be wonderful.
That's incredible.
There's over 65 sessions.
Over 2 days?
Yeah, over 2 days. And everything from the wonderful Jack Tomlins is hosting a panel with trans parents.
Yes.
So their kids are not trans. They are, the parents are trans.
The experience of trans.
And there's a book that's coming out next year about that. We've got caucuses. So the thing we started in Melbourne, which worked, and we didn't kill each other, which was great.
that's a really important
part. The L's, the G's, the B's, the T's, the I's, the people of colour, our deaf brothers and sisters and non-binary brethren, our people with disability, and there's one or two others, are having separate caucuses through the 2 days, and we'll have the wonderful Daniel Whithouse is going to oversee all of them and bring them all together for a final session to work out what are the three or four most important things to all of those spaces, and release a Sydney statement at the end of it.
That's so exciting. And do you know what's really great? Like last year when we had Better Together, it was huge and it was wonderful and the conversations were amazing. I mean, at the end of it, it wasn't even by the end of the day that we were exhausted. Like, we'd hit lunch and it was just, there was so much. And we were also just riding off the coattails of marriage equality just being passed and all of that happening.
Sure.
So that was still very much within our spaces as we tried to talk about the other parts of our communities and
the
things that we need to focus on, but not even what next, what have we missed?
Sure.
It was so important, those conversations were happening, but we were also, our energy was all over the place, I think, for all of us. So I think it's going to be really interesting this year, 1 year later, to look at not just where the energy is, but where the conversations is and what we think is important. Just looking at the program that's online right now at theequalityproject.org.au, just looking at the morning, we've got Queer People of Colour and Indigenous Caucus, the Experience of Trans and Gender Diverse Parents, gay conversion therapy, what it looks like in Australia and how we can stop it, youth empowerment and inclusion. Just looking at that for the start, it's a really diverse range and it's all really exciting and interesting. And the great thing about this is that you guys just put a call out for people within our communities all around the country to be able to facilitate their own conversations so that they could have these with people and people could learn.
Every single session is self-managed, self-directed and autonomous. So what we did say was we wanted to make sure that we had really strong bisexual representation, really strong people of colour representation, really strong trans and gender diverse representation, and we've got full Auslan coverage as well for our deaf family. And it's really important that we did that, and we've managed to... I mean, it's not perfect. I have high standards about trying to create the space for everyone, but it's not far off of where we hoped it would be. And people just, you know, we had, I think, 80 or 5, 90
I think in these sort of environments, people are forgiving of imperfections if they understand the intent is there.
Yeah.
And you obviously are going through this with nothing but pure intent.
But also acknowledging that it's not perfect, I think, is great, because we're all not equal, even within the diverse natures of our own communities.
Like, totally.
As a cisgender gay man, you know, I get the big amount of the pile, quite frankly, compared to so many other parts of our communities. So it's really great to see this kind of diversity there, and it's the people wanting to come and wanting to educate or inform or open people's eyes to experiences that are going on.
Because it's going to help us for generations to come.
Absolutely. I mean, and we've got a principle around that we will take care of each other. So you can have different opinions, you can disagree.
And people do.
Absolutely. That's no problem with that, but you're not to personally attack. Everyone's voice is valid. Everyone's gender identity is valid. Everyone's sexuality is valid. And, you know, so we've got, you know, Frock Hudson. We have Mama Alto performing. We've got Dionne performing. We have Benjamin Laws speaking. We've got Morgan, our intersex champion, speaking. They're our two main keynotes. It's just it's a true reflection of the space. And I did love, I will say this, the Sydney space seems to have a little bit more together in regards to allowing people who are centre right-leaning to be a part of our space.
Oh.
I worry that down here in Victoria, it's very centre-left and it's unwelcoming for people who are on the right-hand side. And just because you're queer doesn't mean you have to politically be one way or the other. And I really am grateful that we can have a little bit more balance there as well.
Well, I'm really looking forward. I'm actually... going to be there. I'm absolutely going to be there. This year it was absolutely amazing, and to see the way people were at the beginning of the conference, which, you know, not quite sure what this was going to be, not quite sure how I was engaged with it, not quite sure what I was going to think of this person or this panel or what it was going to mean. And it'll be that exact same thing again in Sydney, because even though it's in Sydney, you're going to have people from all over Australia coming to be a part of it once again.
Absolutely.
Because the one in Melbourne wasn't just full of people from Melbourne, which was really great.
No, and we found a big chunk of people were not from rural and regional areas who come. It's wonderful.
That's great.
20% come for free on scholarships. We've funded that. So anyone who's wanted to come, we've got them there. We've even got people filled some of their gaps with their finances to travel from interstate. So,
which is absolutely wonderful.
Which we did
wonderful.
In Melbourne as well. It's really important. We can't just have wealthy, entitled people there.
I'm none of those things.
Nor am I. But it's important that anyone who wanted to come and contribute their part to the conversation can be there.
Yeah, which is absolutely wonderful. Now, the schedule has gone live. Better Together 2019 is happening on the 11th and 12th of January in Sydney next year. And the schedule's gone live, and you can check it out at theequalityproject.org.au right now. It's there, and it's absolutely fantastic, and you can actually see everything that's going on and what you want to be a part of. So I urge everyone to jump online, check out the website, and check out the schedule, because it's so fantastic. And get yourself a ticket.
Yes.
You know, whether you're in Sydney, whether in another state, go for the weekend and go and actually
just be a part of the conversation.
Not just be a part of the conversation, but be a part of listening, which I think is so very important. And the amount of work, I mean, I really didn't think that all of you guys at the Equality Project would be able to pull off doing another one so soon. It was so huge and so amazing. So I'm so excited that you're having another one in Sydney and actually taking it around the country.
Yeah, well done, you.
Thank you. It's a real honour to serve our spaces.
It's absolutely wonderful. It is the Better Together Conference. It's happening next year in January. Jump online, theequalityproject.org.au, to find out all the details. Please do it. It's absolutely fantastic. Jason, thank you so much for coming and joining
us today.
Pleasure.
Really good to be here.
We really appreciate it. And we can't wait to hear more about the conference, which is happening, you know, in just a few weeks, quite frankly. It's
just
really exciting. You're on Mad Wednesday with Lisa and Dean on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.